Virginia Rath was a music teacher in the Three Village area, first at North Country Elementary School and then at Chelinas Junior High School in the 60s and 70s. I met her when I was in fifth grade. My name is David Giannopoulos. One day at the end of class, she asked me to stay after. She said, "David, I'd like you to stay after. I need to talk to you." I didn't know whether I was in trouble or not. I used to get in trouble quite a bit when I was a young kid. And she said, "I want to tell you something." She said, "I think you may have the best voice in this school. You have a gift, and you're talented. And you need to know that, and you need to work on it." Well, I had never heard once in my life that I was good at anything. See, I couldn't read. And when I say I couldn't read, I literally could hardly read at all. I had dyslexia. And back then, people didn't know what dyslexia was. She looked me in the eye, and she said to me, "You have a gift. You need to know that, and you need to work on it." Over the years after that, she would stop into my class in sixth grade, knock on the door, and ask to work with me privately on singing. My teacher at that time was not too keen on letting me out of class because I was behind on everything. And I was not a good student. I couldn't read. But Mrs. Rath won that debate with my teacher, and he reluctantly let me go and work with her. And what a lucky person I was, because she gave me hope that there was something that I could do well and do well at school and excel. Mrs. Rath, the following year, stayed at North Country while I and my fellow classmates went off to junior high school at Chelinas. But the following year, she moved to Chelinas Junior High School and became the music teacher there, so I was lucky to have her for two more years. We did many classes together, but also she had me do solo performances with Janet Tramposh in The Sound of Music. And also when we were in sixth grade, cutting back a little here, she did the musical A Mall in the Night Visitors. It's an opera, along with the Battle Hymn of the Republic and all these great songs. And she'd have the soprano section and the alto section and the tenors and the bass. And some of these songs were complicated. And she had those kids work like taskmasters. I don't think I've ever heard a sixth grade class sound more beautiful or professional than back then. Her drive and commitment was incredible. Virginia Rath died October 12th of this week, 2016. I am forever grateful for her guidance as a young person and showing me that there was a light at the end of the tunnel, and it wasn't a train. It was my future. Over the years since then, I've gone into the profession as an actor. I've done many TV shows and movies, many plays, Shakespeare in the Park. And one of the reasons that I believe I'm where I am today is because of her. She watered the plant of a young boy and gave him hope. I am forever grateful. This is in memory of you, Virginia Rath. May you rest in peace.